Welcome to our worship of God on what is known as Reformation Sunday. So we are, the chancel of the sanctuary is draped in red this morning, similar to how it would look on the day of Pentecost Sunday, when as part of the Reformed tradition, we remember the birthday of the church. And here on Reformation Sunday, we remember the time of the Protestant Reformation. So welcome to our worship of God this morning. Share with you some announcements. There is a men's ensemble that has been gathered together. Anybody else that wants to join them, they'll be practicing this Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. here in the sanctuary. And they'll be singing in worship next Sunday. And there is sheet music of the song they're going to sing in the plastic file wall box outside the church office. You can pick a copy up and be here Wednesday at 8 p.m. There is an informational gathering following our time of worship this morning, so everyone is invited to stay, or we understand if you have something else to get to. We have another informational meeting on Thursday the 4th at 7 that will also be here in the sanctuary, and those are in preparation for the congregational meeting being held on November 14th. On page 2 in your bulletin, you can read about the give and take board that is down the hallway on, as you're going out, the left side of the hall, somewhat across from the end of the parlor. And there are different pockets on that bulletin board where people have written all kinds of cards of encouragement. So the confirmation, one of our confirmands did a devotion this morning as we started class about going through some of the dark times of life. And if you are in a dark time, part of that valley talked about in Psalm 23, there are notes of encouragement that you can pull out. If you have been blessed to travel through one of those dark times and have the light of Christ in your heart, you can write a card about what you've experienced and put that in there to pass on encouragement to someone else. I want you to please note on page 4 is part of a hymn story about the hymn of Reformation that we will sing this morning, Praise to the Lord the Almighty. It's not necessarily about why he wrote that song, but more a little bit about the writer of that song, which hopefully you will find interesting. As we have been praying for Pam Reeb and her family upon the passing of her mother, Beverly Comden, I'll share the arrangements for the memorial services this week. Visitation will be on Wednesday, November 3rd, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Krill Funeral Home in Bryan. And then on Thursday morning at 10 a.m., the memorial service will also be held at the Krill Funeral Home in Bryan. So please be aware of that. In our reading from God's Word this morning, we begin by reading from Psalm 24. It is a psalm of David that directs our attention to Almighty God. So Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol, or swear by what is false. He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. Let's bow in prayer. O King of glory, O Lord Almighty, Lord, we thank you for your Spirit moving amongst us to gather us to this time of worship this morning. Lord, we come to pour out our praise. We come to sing songs of praise. We come to offer our expressions in ourselves as words of gratitude, as words of thanksgiving. Lord, bless this time with your holy presence, that our glory of you would resound not only in this hour, but in our daily lives. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Please rise if you are able, and let us sing our hymn of praise. It is called For the Beauty of the Earth. For those of you who would like to sing along using the red hymnals at your pews, it is number 560, number 560. Let us sing For the Beauty of the Earth.
Over and around us fly.
on this Reformation Sunday, I want to give a brief, quote, history lesson on the Protestant Reformation, which comes from the time of the 16th century. Why do we look to the past? We should not view the past as something that is gone and therefore useless. We should look at the past more like the way someone on the second floor of a building looks at the foundation. The foundation was built before the remaining structure. It was built in the past. But the foundation is not something that can be discarded without catastrophic results. So a brief look at some of the old paths. And within this last month, we talked about Jeremiah 6:16 and the call to look at the ancient paths. And that's what the Protestant Reformation is about for us as we look back today. And to look at some foundational doctrines, the five solas of the Protestant Reformation: sola scriptura, sola fide, sola gratia, solus Christus, and sola Deo gloria. So the five solas are fundamental doctrines of the Reformed Church, which is the heritage of St. John's Church. So to begin with, sola scriptura. We begin there because that's the number one sola. Scripture alone. Scripture is the final authority of faith, the final authority of our Christian faith. Prior to the time of the Reformation, the church was looking at themselves and looking at tradition for final authority. And the reformers in the Protestant Reformation said that is not correct. We need to look at Scripture alone. Scripture is understood as the sole source of divine revelation. It is the only inspired, infallible, final, an authoritative norm of faith and practice. Some scripture verses that underscore this aspect of 2 Timothy 3:16-17, which should be familiar from last Sunday if you were able to be here or connect in. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, the inerrancy of the scripture and its usefulness. And if you later today, if you look at chapter 15 in the book of Acts, you'll read about the Jerusalem Council. And that council was uplifting a rule of faith where there were some problems going on between the factions in the church. And in part of that chapter, they used the phrase, as it is written. So as they were trying to bring unity back within the church, they were looking to, as it is written, the days of the prophets, the day of the prophecy. So sola scriptura, scripture alone, when we're dealing with things, when we're seeking the will of God, we look to scripture for revelation. Sola scriptura. The second sola is sola fide, by faith alone. Heidelberg Catechism, question number 60. The question is, how are you righteous before God? And the answer is, only by true faith in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And from Romans 3:23-24, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. Sola fide. Sola gratia, grace alone. We are not saved by pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. The fallen sinner is not a drowning person who merely needs to do their part by reaching out to grab the life preserver tossed by God. Grace alone. We are incapable of cooperating with God because we are sinners. Romans 3:10-12, as it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. In Ephesians 2:1, as for you, You were dead in your transgressions and sins. And so there is sola gratia, grace alone, salvation. Our individual salvation is from God. His salvation is a pure act of His grace on His part. Solus Christus, Christ alone. It is the work of Christ that we are about, proclaiming Jesus Christ crucified. From 1 Corinthians 2:2, "For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." That was the focal point of the faith for the Apostle Paul, Jesus Christ and Christ crucified. And from Acts 4:12, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." We have to be Christ-centered, Christ alone. And the fifth and final sola is sola Deo Gloria, the beginning and the end. God is the God of glory. We read of this in Acts 7:2. To this he replied, "Brothers and fathers, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to Father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia before he lived in Haran." The God of glory. And then from 1 Corinthians 10:31, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Our lives are as to be Christ-centered, that we might bring glory to God with each and everything we do and say. And finally, from 1 Peter 4:10 and 11, "Each one of you should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." So the five solas of the Reformation, the five solas of the Reformed Church: sola scriptura, scripture alone; sola fide, faith alone; sola gratia, grace alone; solus Christus, Christ alone; sola Deo Gloria, glory alone. To God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Let us sing praise to God by singing the hymn of Reformation. It is called "Praise to the Lord, the Almighty." It is found on number 8. And please rise if you are able. It is found on number 8 in our red hymnals. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty.
Oh,
I sent out a One Call Now message yesterday to the congregation. Hopefully you received that either by phone message or phone or text or email. If you did not receive that, contact the church office. But that message went out because one of our congregational members had an extended family that they were asking us to pray for. The message did not include the name. The message did not say too much about the situation. But any time that you want to ask the congregation to be in prayer for a situation, we are certainly faithfully willing to do so. And so that was a reminder about that from yesterday to continue in that prayer. I also share with you that Mike Meyer has been hospitalized over the weekend. He had an episode at home and was taken to Fulton County, then transferred to Bryan Hospital. He is dealing with some blood clots, one in his lung and a few in one of his legs. So please be praying for Mike. He's a little bit agitated, and Bryan Hospital will only allow one family member to visit, and it has to be the same one. So his son Joe is kind of there for him and then updating the rest of the family and myself. Also heard from one of John and Catherine Graber's children yesterday that both John and Catherine have been tested positive for COVID. John was at the hospital and he is now back home being taken care of by visiting nurses and by family. As of yesterday afternoon, Catherine was at Fulton County waiting to be transported to a larger hospital, most likely in Toledo, and they asked for our prayers as well. So John and Catherine Graber. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, we come before you as your people. Lord, we know that you are faithful. We know that you are always present. We know that in your faithfulness, you desire us to be faithful to you. So in faithfulness as a congregation, we not only gather to worship, we gather to pray. Lord, these words that I offer, the thoughts that strike my mind and my heart of faith, Lord, I pray that through the movement of your Spirit, I would be speaking for everyone here as we pour out our praise of you. God, we seek your will. We seek your will in the life and ministry of this church. We seek your will in the life of ministry of each one of us. Lord, there is so much going on in the world. We are inundated with constant news of bad situations, of troubling situations, of discord. Lord, we pray for your peace. We pray for your perfect peace that can invade and wipe clear our hearts and minds from the worries of this world. As we sit in stillness with you. Lord, may your peace abound in each of our hearts and our minds. And Lord, that peace comes. It comes through faith. It comes through belief in Jesus Christ. It comes as we purge the sin from our hearts and minds. As we confess our sins. We know the promises of the Scriptures. Lord, the Scriptures promise forgiveness of sin. And so we pour those out to you. Maybe not in this particular time of prayer, but whenever we bow before you in confession. And Lord, as you cleanse us, as you purify us and purge our thoughts, fill it with your peace. And Lord, we know that our sinfulness causes problems in our relationships with others. Or their sinfulness has caused problems in our relationship with them. Lord, we want those relationships to be restored, which can only be done through the power of your word and the grace of your Son and the guidance and the counseling of your Holy Spirit. Lord, guide and direct us, we pray. Lord, we pray for your will to be done through the work of the facility committee, the work of the congregation, to provide a facility where your ministry can abound. Lord, we pray for your will to be done in the work of the search committee, a group of faithful members of the church, faithful people of the church that have gathered together through this process. Lord, as we're a week away from two more interviews with prospective candidates, we pray that you would reveal your will to the members of that committee. Lord, help us to be guided by your hand, by your love, by your direction, by your wisdom. Lord, we pray for the members of our church, the people that are hurting, the people that are mourning, the people that are hospitalized. Lord, we lift up to you Pam Reeb and Scott and Joshua and the rest of their family. Lord, be with them. Give them strength and compassion and understanding as they go through the services on Wednesday and Thursday. Lord, may they continue to remember the promise of everlasting life in Jesus Christ. We pray for Kathy. We pray for Leah. Lord, we pray that Leah and her parents and her sister Emma, we pray for healing. We pray for strength of patience. We pray for your hand of care upon them. We pray for Jack and we pray for Bryce. We pray for that extended family member who is dealing with a terminal diagnosis. Lord, we thank you for that person's faith. And Lord, we pray that as they go through whatever days they have left, may they continue to be strong in faith. And Lord, we pray for the miracle of healing because we know that you are a God of miracles. Lord, we pray for that person's family and their friends and their children. Lord, we pray for Mike and for Rich and for Joe and the rest of the family as doctors tend to Mike. We pray for his care and for his healing. Lord, we pray for John and Catherine as they're dealing with COVID. As they are separated with John at home and Catherine in the hospital, we pray for their continual love and peace, and we pray for their healing. Lord, this day in our time of worship, we're going to focus in on aspects of your prayer, the prayer that your Son taught us, praying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.